Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Will Vols fans be feeling good tomorrow evening? Tennessee and Florida tomorrow. You can hear the game right here on the Vol Network, 104.5 The Zone. Austin, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. And yourself?
Doing very well. Where does Tennessee own the complete advantage in this game?
I don't think they necessarily do. I think it's basically with the home field advantage. I think when you look at the overall, you know, landscape of the game, I think both the Florida receivers and the Tennessee receivers have an advantage over the Florida DBs and the Tennessee DBs. You know, I think Tennessee's got an advantage at the quarterback spot just because I don't think Garantano is, you know, I think Garantano's mentally tougher and honestly has the home crowd behind him. And I think that goes a long, long way in this football game. And so, I think Jarrett's got a chance to come in here, and I don't think they'll put it in his hands and let him throw it 30 times, but I think they'll put it in his hands enough to where he's going to have a chance to make some plays. And I really expect Juwan Jennings to have himself a day coming up tomorrow. And I don't mean like a 150 and two touchdowns, but I mean maybe a touchdown and 75 yards and make some plays, whether it be blocking in the run game. Just continue to do, you know, what he's been doing thus far through the first three games and really, you know, be a factor for Tennessee when he's not catching the football.
I think, Austin, and I agree with what you're saying there in the passing game, but looking at Tennessee's run game against Florida's run defense, it's simple to just say, well, Kentucky rushed for over 300 yards and gashed that run defense. Florida was without C.C. Jefferson, their best defensive lineman in that game. And Kentucky also has a running quarterback, which Tennessee doesn't. So I guess when you look at those factors, how realistic is it to believe that Tennessee can really get something big done in the run game the way they run it as opposed to the way Kentucky ran it?
I agree with you, Chad. I really do. I mean, I don't think it's as simple as a lot of fans think it is. And two, I think Kentucky's offensive line is a really solid offensive line. And you know, what they want to do offensively is something totally different than what Tennessee wants to do offensively. And Tennessee, while they want to control things on the ground, they still want to be somewhat balanced. And whereas Kentucky pretty much just sold out to the run, and they were going to run it on Florida, and, you know, they were able to do that. And so, in my mind, you know, Tennessee's got to be balanced, but be a fraction, you know, heavier towards the run than they are the pass. But I think when they pass the football, they've got to, you know, pick their spots and take some shots. And I think they also have to take some shots with maybe a trick play or two. Just do something to get the crowd into the football game, because I think that's the biggest advantage Tennessee has is Neyland Stadium. You know, the VFL Films guy, Barry Rice and Link and those guys have done a great job this week, you know, with that video that kind of got everybody jazzed up for this football game. And early in the week, I think there was a little bit of a lull, and I think that video kind of got everybody into it a little bit. And so I think, you know, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Neyland Stadium will be rocking, and they'll be looking for a reason to put on more steam, as the video said. And we'll see if Tennessee gives them a reason to do that early on. And I think maybe a trick play or just a quick start. I mean, Tennessee's not starting quick all year long. We go a long way to doing that.
Follow Austin on Twitter at Austin Priceless.
I know people in the middle of it aren't thinking about it, but obviously Tennessee, before the coaching search kind of blew up, wanted Dan Mullen, and Dan Mullen went to Florida, and I would think here, based on just on head coaching experience, advantage Florida, kind of cast Mullen versus Pruitt at this point.
Well, you know, those two have faced off a few times, and Jeremy Pruitt's got the best of Dan Mullen, and, I don't think Tennessee fans are necessarily thinking of it that light, but I think Tennessee fans do remember the fact that Dan Mullen was a candidate for this job in the early stages, and, I think had a little bit of interest in Tennessee, and once Florida came about, you know, washed his hands of Tennessee, and, I think that, you know, Tennessee fans are happy with Jeremy Pruitt. They're happy with the direction of the football program. And the more they see, you know, Dan Mullen wearing the Jordans and, you know, saying some of the things he says in press conferences, they kind of feel like a deja vu to, you know, the Butch Jones era. And that's something that, you know, the fans at Tennessee wanted to move away from. I think Tennessee fans are more than happy that Dan Mullen did not end up here. Dan Mullen's a good football coach. And he has his way of doing things. Jeremy Pruitt has his way of doing things. And, two contrasting styles that will meet up for another go-around coming up tomorrow at 7.
Austin, is this game going to be a sellout?
Yeah, I think by the time we get to kickoff, it'll be 102-455 at Neyland tomorrow night. And, I expect it to be really loud. And I'm surprised Florida fans turned back in as many tickets as they did. That's shocking to me. And it just kind of tells you where this rivalry game is and just kind of where their program is as a whole. And I mean, you can say what you want to about Tennessee, Tennessee's not been very good for a decade, and yet the fans have brought it, you know, basically every year. Basically, I would say 90% of every one of those road games, they've been there loud and proud. And, they've had their moments or two, but I can't imagine them ever rolling down to the swamp with a sparse crowd.
You mentioned Juwan Jennings. This feels like his type of game where he's going to have an impact in it. And I agree with you. On defense, it needs to be a game for Nigel Warrior. And he's not been very good so far this year. But he seems like the type of guy who has big game capabilities in the back end of that Tennessee defense. Do you foresee Nigel Warrior having a better day against Florida than what we've seen so far this year?
Well, I think that he needs to have a better day, Chad. And you're exactly right. Now, Brent Hubbs, especially with this Florida game, has always been kind of, I've got to see it to believe it. I'm kind of that way with Nigel Warrior. I mean, I've got to kind of see it to believe that he's going to make a big play in a big-time game. I mean, you see the ability, you see the way that, he moves and how he changes direction, and you can say, hey, that guy, he's a premier athlete. But then he gets out there and something doesn't translate. And so, can things finally start to click for Nigel? Tennessee's defense needs it to. They need him to come on, and they need Mike Abernathy to play more consistently. Because what they're getting out of guys like Bryce Thompson is really good to be a true freshman. And Bryce Thompson played last week with a hurt hip, and he's been hampered all week by that. And he's trying to fight through it. And Alante Taylor's trying to continue to grow as a true freshman as well. So they need a guy who's been in the program 3 years now, like Nigel Warrior, who's got the ability that Nigel has to play like he's capable.
Austin, on the offensive line, if things don't go well early offensively up front, how quickly will they make changes, or is continuity bigger than anything else right now?
I think continuity is important, at least for the first, three, four drives. If you get, halfway through the second quarter and you've done nothing, at that point I think you have to look at making a change, and whether that's inserting a new tackle like a Marcus Tatum or Chance Hall, or inserting a new guard like Riley Locklear. I think that you have to look at that. But I think, you can't be, too quick to pull the hook in the game tomorrow night, because, I think you got to let the kind of game settle in and kind of let the game come to both teams, because there'll be a lot of emotions early. There will be some mistakes early. There'll be some plays made early. So I kind of think about halfway through the second quarter, if you've not seen any kind of traction with the offensive line at that point, you really have to, take a hard look at making a change.
You mentioned the VFL Films production from earlier this week. You cover Admiral Schofield. Did you know that he was going to be that good on camera in a production like that? I think everyone who saw it was blown away by how easy he looked to be handling things on camera.
Well, considering every time I see Admiral, and Grant Williams for that matter, I joke that they ought to be it, because they walk through the complex a lot, especially when the Vols are indoors practicing because of weather. And so I always joke with both those guys, they need to be over there going through tight end drills. And Admiral's quick to always say he's a quarterback. And, so he's got personality. I never thought he would be that good. I mean, just the diction, the way he delivered it. I mean, it was quite impressive. I mean, music can make anything good. That thing would have been good without the music. I mean, he was spot on. And of course, those guys at VFL Films are extraordinarily talented, and So, I mean, you know, you couple that with the way Admiral performed, you know, it's easy to see why Tennessee fans were, you know, starting to feel good about the game and starting to get a little bit hyped, you know, after that was released.
All right, Austin, final prediction. What happens tomorrow night, Tennessee and Florida?
Well, you know, our picks are coming out on VolQuest coming up in about 2.5 hours. But I'll go ahead and put mine out here because I don't care. I said on our podcast today, you know, with the 98 team in the house, I've got Tennessee winning, not the same score as 98, but, you know, I a week ago after the game, I was quick to, you know, quick one take Johnny. You know, you predicted 4-8, you know, after the first game. And, you know, I predicted they were going to lose by 17 after last week's game. And then watched Florida play, and I kind of readjusted my thinking. And as this week went along, I've got Brent Samaglia making a field goal late, 23-20.
Austin, is there any chance T. Martin is a part of the celebration tomorrow night, considering USC plays tonight?
No, it's my understanding he'll be at Clemson watching Amari Rodgers' son play.
Gotcha. Thanks, Austin.
I appreciate it, guys.